So since we've finished the Aseres HaDibros, we can go back to the Parshas HaShavua, and we are by Akev, and I'll share with you a shtickel Shaila LeHalacha, which I have. I don't know how much it's a Shaila LeHalacha. A friend of mine told me it wasn't a Shaila LeHalacha. I'll tell you what I'm thinking. We have the Parsha towards the end of Akev. We have V'hoyam Shemaya, the second Parsha of Kriyas Shema. So the emes is it's kedai bichlal to see how the parshas go over here in Akev. We'll go back a little to Shishi. So ki oretz hazoy sashatu v'shama l'rishto lo ke eretz mitzrayim he asher yitzosem misham asher tizra azaracho v'ishkiso barak lecho kegan hayorek. It's not like eretz mitzrayim from where you went out, which you used to sow your seeds and bring water from the Nile. So how does Rashi learn? What's the comparison over here? We're saying that Eretz Yisrael is not like Eretz Mitzrayim. Now, in what way is it not like Eretz Mitzrayim? So Rashi says, like Eretz Mitzrayim hu, elo toivo hemeno. That it's not like Eretz Mitzrayim, but it's better than Eretz Mitzrayim. The nemru avtov azuli Yisrael b'yitziosa me'mitzrayim, sho yo'aymrem, shemo loinova el Eretz toivo v'yofe kazu. Maybe we won't get such a nice country anymore. Yochel b'gnusa akosim medabe v'kachom olam loike eretz mitzrayim yelo roi mena t'lvat loimer v'chevron shevon nivma. So Rashi has a whole cheshbon that it means that Eretz Yisrael is better, and the contrast is like this. The contrast is that in Eretz Mitzrayim you have to draw the water from the Nile and you have to schlep it over to your field, so that's a lot of hard work. But here is nishtasa, here the water comes from rain. Ki oretz ashatav asham v'lorishto lok eretz mitzrayim hiya ashi yitzosem misham. You had to go and walk with the water and with these heavy buckets. You don't need any Nile. The rain comes down by itself. It's much better than Eretz Mitzrayim. The Ramban has a completely different shita. He says it's nishtazoy, and we're not talking about better or worse. We're talking about a completely different thing. We're talking about that life in Eretz Yisrael is going to be very, very different than in Eretz Mitzrayim. Because in Eretz Mitzrayim, you had the Nile, and the Nile is very, very, very dependable. And every year the water rose, and they took the water and they watered the fields. There was absolutely no problem. But in Eretz Yisrael, it's nishtazoy. In Eretz Yisrael, you're going to have to be simach on the rain. And the rain, you don't know whether it's going to come or whether it's not going to come. Maybe it's going to come, but it's not going to come. That means that you're going to have to live with bitochen in Eretz Yisrael. Let's learn it inside. Upshuto shel mikro bederecho azhorais nema. He's warning them, he's telling them, you've got some serious living to do soon. Where there's always water, all you have to do is to carry it over. Raki eretz horim uvekoiz limtash shomayim tishtemoyim lo beinyan acher. It's not going to have any water if it's not going to rain. Utzricho sheyidroish Hashem oisa tomet b'motor ki hi eretz tzemeyo ma'od. It's a very thirsty land. Utzricho motor kol hashana v'im tavu es lutzon Hashem v'lo yidroish oisa begish merotzayim. And if you're going to not serve the Rebbeinu Shleilam in such a way that he's not going to bless it with Gishmei Rotzayin, hine hi roa ma'ayit, and forget, it becomes a very ugly land. Lo yisora v'lo yisatzmiach v'lo yale bo kol esef v'horeo v'yachzov yifarash kol zeh v'pasha shnir. And that is how the Ramban learns is the hemshach between this Pasha and the Pasha of Hoyam Shomayah. In other words, according to the Ramban, the shaychus, the kesher between the pasha Gioritz Azorisha Tavashom Elorishta Loik Eretz Mitzrayim here and Voyom Shemaya, which comes immediately afterwards, the kesher is like this, that the first pasha tells us, listen, Eretz Yisrael, life is going to be very, very different than in Eretz Mitzrayim. In Eretz Mitzrayim, you could have kidded yourself that you can get by without the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what Pharaoh said. Li Yoriv, Ani Asisini. I don't need the Ribbono Shel Olam. I've got my Yoriv, I've got my river, and there's plenty of water, and there's never a drought in Mitzrayim. But over here, it's rain, and rain either comes or it doesn't come. Sometimes it comes, and sometimes it doesn't come. Sometimes it comes, and sometimes it doesn't come. And it'll come, Voyam Shemaya tells us, Voyam Shemaya Tishra Mitzvah Saiva Nasati Mitzvah Beita Yairah Malkas Vosafdus Gudach Vosikosh Yitzvah Vahisham Olochem Penyiptel Vavachem Vesartem Vavadatem Anim Achayim Vestach Avisam Lohem Vachor Vach Hashem Bochem Vosaz Hashemayim Lo Yemot Vadom Lo Sitzen Sivula Vavadatem Herum Alo Osata Vashar Shemakech Nosem Lohem. That's what Voyam Shemaya is telling us. Telling us, look, it's a hemshot to the earlier parsha. You're coming to Eretz Yisrael. Once you're in Eretz Yisrael, you're going to be dependent on the Rotson of the Rabbi Nishlon, and the Rotson of the Rabbi Nishlon is going to depend. If it's Vohoyam Shomaya, then there'll be Rotson, and if it's Yisham Ulochem Pen Yifta Levavachem, then there won't be Rotson. It's a beautiful hemshot from one parsha to the next. So what has that got to do? I said that there's a Shaila Lahalocha over here, which I'm clearing. So we have to look at Vohoyam Shomaya. The Pasha we know very well, we say it every day by davening, second Pasha of Kriyas Shema, but there's a big machloikas of Rashi and the Ramban, how to learn the last few psukim, from Posuk Yud Ches onwards. Vohoyam Shemaya started Posuk Yud Gimel, and from Posuk Yud Ches we have a stickle problem. What did Yud Zayim say? V'adom alo sitenes yivula, v'avadatem mehero me'alo tzatova asher Hashem nosen lochem. You're going to be lost from the Eretz HaTova which the Rabbi Nishlam gave you. Then it goes on. V'samtem es devora eile alevavchem val nafshchem u'kshatem asom la'os al yedchem v'hoyi l'tatafos bein einechem. What's the hemshach? What is the hemshach from that pasuk to the earlier pasuk? The earlier pasuk said, well, it started off, if you're going to be Shemaya Tishmu and Mitzvah Sarah Shanoichem Mitzvah Esrem Hayayim, then the Rabbi Nishlam is going to give you rain. And if it's going to be Pen Yiftel Vavachem, you're not going to get rain. And what's going to happen when you don't get rain? So what's the pasuk go on with the tefillin suddenly? Zogt Rashi. So Rashi has a mahalach. What does it mean? The samtem es devorai eile. You should put these things. That means these devorai eile, you should put them on your arm. That means you should put them on tefillin. So Rashi says, afle acha shetiglu. In other words, it's a hemshah from what came before. We learned that if you're not going to do the mitzvahs of the Ribbono Shel Olam, so then you're going to lose Eretz Yisrael. Aber sagt der Pasuk, you're going to be out of Eretz Yisrael, but I still want you to put on tefillin. Afle acha shetiglu, heyu mitzionim b'mitzvahs, hanichu tefillin v'asu mezuzahs, kedoy shekreish lo yir lochem chadoshim kishetachzuru. That in Chutz La'aretz we have to keep the mitzvah so that we should know how to keep them when we get back to Eretz Yisrael. It's a whole big passion. Oh, so Rashi learns that these last few psukim are all going in Golos. Hey, but what's the next pasuk? Leman yibu yimechem v'mei v'nechem al ho'adomo asher nishpa Hashem la'avosechem v'aseich lehem k'mei ha'shamayim al ho'oretz. I thought we were talking about the chutz la'oretz in Golos. What's this pasuk of Leman yibu yimechem doing over here? The earlier psukim are all going in Golos. So the chutz not a clear hemshach. So the emes is that the Ramban says in Rashi, and also the Guaria says that according to Rashi it has to mean when you come back, Leman Yibu Yimechem, you're going to put on the mitzvahs, the tefillin, the mezuzahs, the Torah, in Chutz La'aretz also, Heitzivi L'chotzi Yonim, keep in practice, So that leman yirbu yemechem, when you get back to Eretz Yisrael, leman yirbu yemechem v'mei v'nechem, alu adoma shenishba Hashem lavasechem l'sesh lehem k'mei ha-shamayim al-oros. Then you, when you go back to Eretz Yisrael, it's not going to happen to you again what happened to you this time. This time it happened that you ben yiftel levavachem and you lost Eretz Yisrael, but when you come back from Golos, you're going to be back in Eretz Yisrael and you'll be there permanently. Because you will have learned your lessons of how to keep the mitzvahs in Chutz La'aretz, and when you get back to Eretz Yisrael, you'll keep them. That's how you have to learn Pshat according to Rashi. Incidentally, it's Kedai maybe to mention, or maybe not Kedai, it's not so important. But the Emes is that in this Pasuk, Leman Yirbu Yemechem, Vimei V'nechem, Alu Adomo Asher Nishba Hashem La'avosechem L'Aseich Lehem, Kimei HaShamayim Al Ha'aretz. I was teaching a class once in a seminary, and I asked them in V'ho Yom Shamaya, where do you find an expression which you don't find anywhere else in the Torah? So the girls had a lot of problem trying to find it. But the emes is, this expression is unique. Kimei HaShamayim Al Ha'aretz. What does it mean? Laila. It means forever. So what does it mean, Kimei HaShamayim Al Ha'aretz? As long as heavens are over the earth. Like, why can't you say La'olam? Leman yivu yimeichem ve'venechem, alu adom asher nishba Hashem la'vasechem la'seis lohem, La'olam. Oh, so Kimei HaShamayim Al Ha'aretz. The Teretz is according to the Ramban. That's a moigadiga pshat in the pasuk. That's why it has to say Kimei HaShamayim Al Ha'aretz. According to the Ramban, what's rain? Rain is the postcard that the Rabban Yisham sends to us from heaven. Am I satisfied with you? Or am I not satisfied with you? If it comes, it's a raya that the Rabban Yisham is happy with us. If it doesn't come, it's a raya that the Rabban Yisham is unhappy with us. So the vot is that this whole pasha from Ki Ha'aretz Hazayis Asher Nimei Eschem Shama Loi Ki Eretz Mitzrayim, here, this is till the end of the seder. It's all a shear on rain. What the yachas is of rain to Jewish living? And according to Ramban, that's the whole sugi over here. That Ki Ha'aretz Hazayis Loi Ki Eretz Mitzrayim, here, you're going to have to be soimach on rain. Mimei, you're going to have to do mitzvahs. You're going to have bitachon in the Rabbein Islam. And if you're not going to be mitzvahs, it's not going to rain and you're going to lose the Eretz Yisrael. So, the end of the Pasha is, Leman yivu yimechem ve'venechem alo adomo, Hashem nishba Hashem v'aseis lohem, kimei ha-shamayim alo oretz. As long as the Shamayim is on the oretz, that means as long as the Rabbein Islam can send you the postcard, whether he's satisfied with you or not, derech the rain, so long you'll have it. That's why the Torah over here changes. Kimei HaShamayim Al Ha'aretz, rather than saying La'olam. Al kol panim, we learned in Rashi that the in-between psukim are all going on Chutz La'aretz. The Ramban zog nisht azoy. The Ramban says that the pshuta shel mikro is not that way. That means that it's a continuation of what we need to do when we are in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah? We started off by saying, you're going to have rain. You're not going to have rain. So what's in Shemoya Tishmu? How do you have to live in Eretz Yisrael? And then you have to teach it to your children, and you have to put on mezuzahs. What's the Shaila Lalocha? The Shaila Lalocha is, I don't know how you're supposed to be mechaven. When we say Vahoyam Shemoya twice a day, what are we mechaven from the Samtim Estavoga Eile? Are we going to be mechaven like Rashi, that this is going when we're in Golos? Or are we going to be mechaven like the Ramban, that it's going in Eretz Yisrael? I asked this to one of my colleagues over here, one of the Rabbeim in the yeshiva. So he said, you're mechaven both. But I don't know, how was Rashi mechaven? Some Rashi was mechaven like Rashi. How was the Ramban mechaven? Some like the Ramban. How can we be mechaven both? I don't know, I'm not exactly sure. I've never heard anybody dealing with the shaila halacha lemaisa, what shaka should be our kavana. So I wanted to point out to you that this is not halacha lemaisa, you have to ask somebody who knows halacha lemaisa, which I don't, but the emes is, one would suppose that the kavana by Kriyas Shema would be what the Pshuta Shel Mikro is, that you're mechaven to the Pshuta Shel Mikro, not to the Drosha. Now, if we are Ma'ayin in V'hoyam Shemaya, what the Pshuta Shel Mikro is it more poshut like Rashi, that sometimes the Vora Eli Alevafrim Val Nafshechem means put on tefillin even when you're in Chutz La'aretz, Or is it more proshut, like the Ramban, that it's going what you should do in Eretz Yisrael? We'll soon see what it means that you should do. So, there are a couple of haoros. I worked it out once. Some of you may have seen my book, The Listening People on Kriyas Shema. There's an appendix over there where I try to work this out. Because the emes is that between Shema and Vehoyam Shemaya, there's some very, very big differences in the psukim which sound very much alike. Over here I made a little chart. That's in Shema. In Vehoyam Shemaya, the Samtem is Devorai Eile Al Levavchem Val Nafshechem. So is there a difference between Hadvorim Ho'ele Asher Anochim Metzavacho Hayom and Samtem Es Devorai Eile? Is there a difference between those two phrases? Next difference, in Shema that's followed, V'shinantem Levanecho V'dibar Tavon V'shivtecho V'veisecho Teure, which is followed by Tefillin, Ukshatam Le'os Al Yodecho, and which is followed by Ksuvus, by Mezuzah, Ukshatam Mezuzah V'seecho V'shavecho. In Vehoyam Shemaya, the Seder is different. Immediately after the Samtem Es Devorai Eile Al Vafchem Val Nafshechem, we have Ukshatem Asam Le'os Al Yodechem, we have Tefillin. Then we have Limadatam Asam Es Benechem Dabe Bam, which is Torah. And then we have Mezuzah. And then it goes on, Leman Yevu Yemechem. So why has the Seder changed? Why in Shema do we have Tefillin before? That's Talmud Torah, and then Tefillin comes Pshatan Vazal Yodecho, and then comes Mezuzah. So Torah is before Tefillin and before Mezuzah. Over here in Vehoyam Shemaya, Tefillin and then Torah and then Mezuzah. Which is more logical? To my seichel, I think it's more logical to have Tefillin and Mezuzah together. Limud Torah is one thing. It's not the same. It's not the same sug. Tefillin is a tangible thing which is there to remind us of certain things, and that's what the Mezuzah is also. Lechoyah would have said that more logically would have been to put Torah first or later for a minor thing, but at least to have Tefillin and Mezuzah together. And over here it's not that way. You have Tefillin and Vehoyam Shemaya, Kshatam Asam Lois Al Yedchem. Then you have Torah, V'limadatem Asam Es Benechem, and then you have Mezuzah. That's the Chiddush. Then we were medayik the difference in the Loshon. The Loshon in Shema is Vehoyah Dvorim Ho'ele Asher Anochim Metzavacho Hayom. Dvorim Ho'ele Asher Anochim Metzavacho Hayom. Here it says Dvorai Eile. Now my Seichel tells me that Dvorai Eile is much more limiting than Hadvorim Ho'ele Asher Anochim Metzavacho Hayom. This is in the beginning, in the middle of Moshe Rabbeinu's drosha, and he's talking about Kol HaTorah Kulo. V'hoyah Dvorim Ho'ele Asher Anochim Metzavacho Hayom Al Levavecho. You should remember the Torah. V'shinantam Levanecho, and that's why Talmud Torah comes right away. V'shinantam Levanecho, V'dibatabam. You should teach them, you should learn Torah, because you have to know the whole Torah. Furthermore, Ukshatam Lois Al Yodecho, and Mezuzah. But over here in Vehoyam Shemaya, it seems to me that the Samtem Es Devorai Eile, what does it mean Devorai Eile? These things. So what are we talking about? I think we're talking about the things in the Pasha. That Vehoyam Shemaya is talking about the Pasha of Vehoyam Shemaya. The Samtem Es Devorai Eile, Al Levavchem Val Nafshechem, Ukshatem Asam Lois Al Yedchem. So what does that mean? What does that mean? You should put the Pasha of Vehoyam Shemaya, Alvavchem Val Nafshechem, Ukshatem Asam Lois Al Yedchem, and then V'limadatem Asam Es Benechem. So I think, now that's a very daring thing to say, and I don't know Bichlal whether anybody would agree with me on this, but it seems to me that in this context it's very, very mistaber to learn Ukshatem Asam Lois Al Yedchem, to learn Ukshatem Asam Lois Al Yedchem like the Rashbam learns in Parshas B'Shalach, in the Tefillin at the end of Parshas B'Shalach. There's a very, very chiddush dicker Rashbam over there, and it's a big chiddush. Ibn Ezra goes to town, he says, you can't say that, Chas V'Shalom. So what does the Ramban say? V'zeh Loshon Rashbam Sham Lo'ois Al Yodcha Lefi Oimek Pshutoi Yeh Loch Lezikoran Tomit Ki'ilu kosuf al yadcha. You should put these things on your hand, means that you should always remember them as though it were written in your hand. It's only a moshul, ki'inyan, like it says in Mishle, simeni kachosim al lebecha. I want you to carry me around like you carry a brooch, whatever you call it, on your heart. That means, you know, we're not behoyev to wear brooches on our heart, but just like you wear this ornament all the time, so simeni kachosim al lebecha. Carry me around with you like you carry your shmuk, your ornaments. Beine necha, what does it mean? Kein tachshid or vidzo shirigilin litel ala metzach v'noy. Carry it around with you always, just like you have a forehead golden thing. So you should carry the ideas around with you. In other words, the Rashbam takes Okshatim asam lois al yetchem voyetov as bein enechem over there in Beshalach. The Rashbam takes it as a marshal, not as tefillin. That's the voyet gechidish. As Chazal take it as tefillin. Terra says that the Rashbam is dealing with pshuta shel mikra, and Chazal is saying lemaisa that the bederech drosha is going on tefillin. She says that's la halacha. That's how it is. But the fantastic Rashbam is learning over there that it's only a moshel. See, then Ezra goes to town. Says, what are you bringing me a raya for Mishle for? There it's introduced, Mishle Shlomo ben David. So when he says Mishle Shlomo ben David, he's saying, in this sefer I'm going to be talking in Mesholim. So if in this sefer I'm going to be talking in Mesholim, so you can say that, what do you call it, Simeni Kachosim al Lebechem. But in the Torah, you're going to make the whole Torah into a big moshel. You can't do that. But Rashbam did do it. It seems to me that the Pshuta Shel Mikra over here is like the Rashbam. Namely, V'samtem es devorah ele al levavchem v'al nafshechem. I want you to remember this. What? Devorah ele is Pashas V'hoya. What I taught you just now, that it's going to rain if you keep the mitzvahs, and it's not going to rain if you don't keep the mitzvahs. Kinderlech, you should V'samtem es devorah ele al levavchem v'al nafshechem. Carry them around with you in your thoughts. Constantly you have to be aware of that. Ukshatem asam laos al yetchem. Wear them just like you wear your bracelets the whole time. Have these influencing your actions the whole time. Ukshatem asam laos al yetchem. Hoyletovas bein einechem. Your thinking should always be aware of what Eretz Yisrael means to you. And now it follows very logically. And you should toil. You have to learn toil. Now, of course, there is a strict kasha. If I'm right, so then why doesn't it say tefillin in the parsha over here? So it says these ideas that we should have these ideas constantly in our minds, but it's not really talking about the physical tefillin. That's why Chazal say that lemaisel halocha, it's the physical tefillin. But I think, now I was getting back to the Shaila, which we asked before, what's the Pshuta Shel Mikra? What's talking about the Pshuta Shel Mikra? Is the Pshuta Shel Mikra, like Rashi who says that sometimes the Vora Eile is going on Chutz Loretz, or is the Pshuta Shel Mikra, like the Ramban is saying, that it goes in Eretz Yisrael? So I think that if we touch off sometimes the Vora Eile, like I'm saying, it's not talking about Tefillin. It's not sometimes the Vora Eile al-Vafim al-Nashrechem. Remember, you're in Eretz Yisrael. You can't be Messiah Das. While you're in Eretz Yisrael, you can't be Messiah Das, that you're in Eretz Yisrael. Because the minute you're Messiah Das, you're going to not get the rain. And if you're not going to get the rain, you're going to lose Eretz Yisrael. So to be in Eretz Yisrael, you have to be constantly aware of sometimes the Vora Eile al-Vafim al-Nashrechem. Ukshatem asam lois al yetchem. Behoyle tovas bein einechem. Constantly with you. The talk in your town, in your house, has to be in Torah. The rain is going to come. If you do that, then the rain is going to come. So if I'm right that because of these changes from Shema, change number one, that there it says, and here it says a much more mitzumtzumtiker expression, Devorah Eile, and the fact that we have the pasuk, which sounds like the pasuk of Tefillin, with, in the first Pasha, we have it after Torah, then we have tefillin, and then we have mezuzah. So here, you seem to have tefillin first, and then toivah, and then mezuzah. And that seems to us to be an illogical sequence, because tefillin would more likely be together with mezuzah. I suggested that maybe in this parsha, everybody will be moider to the Rashbam. The Lukshatam Lo'osam Lo'osal Yerchem, or the Thomas Bein Enechem, doesn't mean tefillin at the Pshuta Shel Mikra level. But it means what the Rashbam says it means in B'shalach. And the male, the Seder of the Pasha, is very, very logical. Think about it all the time. Think about it all the time. Why should you think about it all the time? The man Yubi Mechem Vemnechem. So you don't have to come on to the Doichik of Rashi, that in the middle there are three psukim which are talking about Chutzlaretz, and then Leman Yibu means when you get back to Eretz Yisrael. According to Rabban, everything is going about in Eretz Yisrael, and with the pshat which I suggested. Now, I'm not saying that halacha lemaisa, but if somebody is listening to the shir and he wants to do the right thing when he says Kriyas Shema, maybe you should ask a pesuk which way you should taka be mechavan. Should you be mechavan like Rashi, or be mechavan like the Ramban?